I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about connecting with your authentic self and doing that through self-discovery. And I've been working on this a lot lately with my clients, so I knew I wanted to bring this to an upcoming episode. And speaking of episodes, I have some really fun plans coming up. I have a lot of good episodes coming up, not to mention that next Monday is my 100th episode of For the Girls, which is so crazy. 100 episodes. I don't know where the time flies because it feels like just yesterday that I started For the Girls, but if I do say so myself, I think For the Girls is a pretty binge-worthy podcast because I talk about so many different things. So if you are not caught up, just know that you're listening to episode 99 right now. And as of next week, you will have 100 episodes worth of content. So tons to catch up on, tons to binge listen to. And yeah, I'm excited to know really what's been everyone's favorite topics, what people maybe don't really like love to listen to that much. I try to stay really on brand, but I think that today's episode is going to be super important. And I think it's actually a really good time to have this topic because we are getting closer to quarter four and wrapping up the year like soon enough. I don't want to like rush the year. I know that technically it is still August, but it's like the last 3 days of August. So before you know it, we will be getting into quarter three. And so I think you really want to go into, you know, this year end with true self-awareness, true sense of self-discovery, and connecting with your authentic self so that we can make the rest of 2023 our year and then start 2024 on like the biggest high of all time. With all of that being said, ending the year on a strong note and starting 2024 as your best self will also come along with investing in yourself. And this is your last chance to do so with the Queens of Confidence 8-week group coaching program that is beginning September 1st. Right now, it's August 28th as I am making this episode, so enrollment is open until August 31st, and I am so excited for this time around. I made the program longer, so it was previously 6 weeks, now it's 8 weeks, and I also made the investment lower by $400, so you're getting way more bang for your buck, even more than ever before. And it's a really small, intimate group as well. So you're not getting like pushed aside with tons of girls. You're getting plenty of direct access to me at all times. And you're going to be able to have all of your needs addressed and all of your questions answered. So like I said, Queens of Confidence beginning September 1st. So if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to DM me on Instagram as soon as you're hearing this so we can get you started before enrollment closes. Now, like I said, I've been doing this self-discovery work with my clients a lot lately, and it is so crazy to see the impact of asking yourself questions that raise your self-awareness. Most people live life on autopilot mode, so most people are just cruising through life without ever challenging themselves. we're not actively asking ourselves thought-provoking questions just for fun. We're not actively spending our alone time trying to gain new perspectives on ourselves and figure out hypothetical or metaphorical questions and answers and whatnot. We are not regularly just inquiring about who we really are deep down. And we are definitely not spending time identifying our traumas or negative energies that may be lingering in our subconscious. Okay, we're not just doing these things on a daily basis unless you're truly invested in the work. But for most people who aren't aware of these things, where they're really not connected to their authentic self on a daily basis, even if they might be saying, oh, I'm so me, I'm so authentic, I'm so real. Yes, of course, this doesn't mean that you are fake or not being authentically yourself because you're not necessarily identifying your inner trauma on a daily basis. However, you are being yourself as you know it. So if all you know are your conscious thoughts, then you don't really know yourself inward and you're not truly discovered and embodied in who you are because those things are subconsciously suppressed. So you might, like I said, be able to say like, oh no, but I'm so real, I don't fake anything. Yes, of course. But what you know of yourself may not be the full picture of yourself. It may just be what you see or what you acknowledge on a regular basis. So we are talking about digging deeper, getting into the subconscious, the things that we really don't know exist about ourselves, or maybe the things that we know exist, but we haven't really brought them to light. But the more that we do this, the more that we dig deeper, the more we connect with our true, true, true authentic self, not only in a way where we could say we call ourselves out on our own bullshit, like, oh, well, I know I'm connected because I hold myself accountable and I know my toxic traits. No, it's actually being able to understand our bullshit. Why we are the way we are, why we do the things that we do. It's not just to say, oh, I push people away that I really care about and I need to stop doing that. No, it's being able to say, I push people away that I really care about because I have a neglect trauma or I have an abandonment wound from my childhood that now makes me lack trust in people or relationships in general in my adulthood. You're able to pinpoint when these things really happened and what kind of triggers you. So connecting to the authentic self will completely change your life. Also, it'll take your affirmations from basic to specific. It'll get real, 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 real. Like if you're still saying affirmations as simple as I'm strong or I'm worthy, it's time to change it up. Because in our own way, we're all strong and we're all worthy, right? We've all had to be strong at all different points for all different reasons. So strength could be different in every single person's perspective or description or definition of that. And we're all worthy of what we deeply desire. Not everybody wants the same things or requires the same qualifications to have certain things. So we're all strong in our own way and we're all worthy in our own way. But doing self-discovery allows us to dig deeper so that we can get specific, so that we can own how special we are truly, truly, truly deep in our core. So for example, one of my favorite affirmations for myself is I appreciate my willingness to fail because it taught me everything I need to know. Every lesson I've ever learned from my failures has made me better, smarter, and more powerful. My worst experiences built my best qualities. Bam, okay? I actually have a whole podcast episode on that last line specifically, and if you haven't heard it, you need to listen. It's titled, You Wouldn't Have Your Best Qualities Without Your Worst Experiences. And I just think, if I do say so myself, It's such an eye-opener, and it offers a new perspective on failures and on the low moments that you've gone through. But think about that. Think about the difference between affirmations like, I am strong, I am worthy, I am beautiful, I am smart, and the one that I just said. That's an affirmation that connects you to your authentic self. You're acknowledging the good that came out of the bad. Because subconsciously or subliminally, when you say I'm strong, you're most likely talking about a bad situation that you had to overcome and did overcome. So you're using the affirmation I'm strong actually to acknowledge the situation that you needed strength in. But you're just not saying it. You're saying I'm strong even though beneath those words, behind those words, there's a situation that required you to use your strength. So that's why it's important to actually verbalize or write down and journal about it, because instead of suppressing the deeper meaning behind your affirmations, when you go this route, you're actually bringing them to light. Like the one that I said, I appreciate the fact that I'm willing to fail. I had to go through major failure, major trial and error, lose money, risk business, burn some bridges, make bad investments, struggle to get back up and start over. But because I did all of that, I'm able to see how strong I am, because those experiences made me that way. Those experiences gave me no choice, because even if I wanted to be weak, I couldn't, because then I'd be struggling pretty hard right now. In certain business and financial investment type of situations, if I wanted to be weak and throw in the towel and give up, I'd be broke as a joke right now. I wouldn't have the work that I have. I wouldn't have the life that I have, because I wouldn't be doing the work that I get to do and make the money that I get to make through the work that I get to do, because I would have been weak and said, oh, I can't do this. This knocked me down so hard, there's no coming back. And sometimes people do have that mindset. They do think that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So maybe you're faced with a choice to be strong or to be weak. But to me, that is no choice. There is no option. I had no choice but to find my strength, because those obstacles pushed me to do it. So now I'm stronger, smarter, and more powerful because of what I've been through. No matter how bad those experiences made me feel, they all made me better. But you don't just start understanding this. So you don't just start connecting to the authentic self and just saying, okay, I'm going to start expanding my affirmations. No, you have to do the inner work first to discover what those words even are, to find the answers to what it is that you're looking for. The only possible way that I started connecting with my authentic self was by doing this, the inner work for true self-discovery. It's literally like doing an interview with yourself, a really deep, sometimes uncomfortable interview. It's the self-discovery interview. Self-discovery, this work helped me heal all the parts of me that were suppressed or weighing on me in my subconscious for years, throughout my whole life, like a shadow following me everywhere I went. To give you a visual on what this really does for you, imagine an iceberg. I feel like this is the typical example or analogy or metaphor or whatever, but just bear with me, okay? Imagine the iceberg, and above the water, that's your subconscious thoughts. So everything you're aware of, everything you already acknowledge. Like I said before, when people are like, oh, but I am authentically connected. I am real. I'm so me. I don't fake anything, okay? That, like I said, that's as you know yourself. So that's the above the surface. That's above the water, the way you know yourself. Now beneath it, beneath the surface, at the hidden part of the iceberg, those are all of the things that have knocked you down, hurt you, traumatized you, caused you pain, taken a toll on your mental health. Those are all the things that you know deep down exist, but you're holding back from bringing them to light. You're holding back from bringing them above the surface with the rest of your conscious thoughts. Those are all of your subconscious thoughts. But I promise you, and I'm a like no results guaranteed type of person, but I do promise you bringing those things to light is going to heal all the parts of you that need it most. There may be things that you worked on your healing, like overcoming a breakup and certain situations like that, but we're talking like all the way back, all the way back. Things that maybe you don't even fully remember because they're that long ago or because they may feel that small. But you know when you have like a toxic trait or a behavior that may kind of be unhealthy and you're like, well, that's just how I am. Oh, I've just always been that way. Make sure you know that that's how you are as you know it, but that doesn't have to be who you truly are in your core, and it most likely isn't. It most likely came from a trauma, from a wound. And I also have a podcast episode talking about this in deeper. It's like, I think called The Four Traumas or something like that. Or Let's Talk About Trauma. Just search the word trauma in my podcast profile and it'll come up. But we talk about that because you're not, this isn't just how you are. This is how you have reframed yourself to be based on situations that really did traumatize you. So trust me when I say it's going to heal the parts of you that need it most, and they need it most because they're not acknowledged. They're not talked about. They're not worked on. They're not recognized. We need to pay attention to these things, especially we need to pay attention to our specific needs and give our specific needs recognition. And some people may not know consciously what their needs are. I have a client who I'm working with who, when I ask those kinds of questions, like, what are your needs in a relationship or a friendship and whatnot? It's like, oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know. But you will know and you will be able to figure out what those needs are because they remind you that they exist when they aren't being met. If your needs are not being met, that maybe you don't even know are your needs, identify how it feels in that moment. Like if you have an unspoken need to feel included and thought of, and then you're constantly left out or not invited, the feeling inside you will tell you right there, this is a need and my needs are not being met. Or in a relationship, if you have an unspoken or a subconscious need for words of affirmation, but your partner does not show you love in that way. He's not a gentle speaker. He doesn't give you verbal reassurance. He thinks that physical touch is enough because that's his love language. You may not realize it, but that lack of effort towards your needs that now you're feeling and now you're sensing and is now upsetting you will tell you right there how much you need that verbal reassurance to feel loved and how important words of affirmation is to you. And you're noticing it because the needs are not being met. So it's almost like you don't really realize how important something is until you have a lack of it or scarcity around it. If you have an abundance of something, you might not realize it's a need. Think about, let's use those two again. If you're always included, you're constantly invited, you're never left out, you always feel secure in your friendships and situations because you're always invited, you're not going to realize you have a need to be included until one day you're no longer included. Until one day you realize, huh, those friends all went out and didn't invite me, whatever. And the same for that relationship. I actually talk about how important it is for people to maintain their energy because there is nothing worse than being introduced to a vibe or an energy by someone who can't maintain it. So going into that words of affirmation example, imagine you're with someone who in the beginning is so great with their words and they're so kind and they're always giving you verbal reassurance and they're always telling you how much they love you and need you and appreciate you and so on and so forth. And then a few months in, they're not doing it. And you have to like ask for it. Now you realize how much you need words of affirmation because your needs are not being met. Now you recognize it. So don't be afraid to dig deep and figure out what those needs are. Because the sooner you discover who you are, the faster you can become that higher version of you. If you want to step into your 2.0 self, then you need to understand this version of yourself and every version of you prior, all the way back to your childhood. So take the first step to work on this today, and then tomorrow, you'll already be taking the next steps to become that better you. Now, if you're listening to this while you're in the shower, pause the episode because I need you to go get pen and paper or type this, write this, like you gotta write all this down. If you're driving, again, you could either pause the episode or you can listen and come back. Just make sure that you get to write these down because we're gonna start getting into the work, right? Now, there are tons of ways to work on self-discovery, but most importantly, I'm going to give you a few example questions that you can ask yourself. So run right now, pause me, go grab that pen and paper and start writing these questions down. So number one, what areas of life do I want or need to improve on and why? Two, what fears hold me back from becoming the person I desire? Three, what adds value to my life and what takes away from it? Four, what energizes me and what drains me? Five, what do I value most in my relationships and friendships? Six, what qualities do I want to embody myself but I haven't? Seven, how can I make my self-discovery journey more of a priority? Eight, when am I most at peace, and when do I feel most anxious? Number nine, when do I feel like I can't be my true self? Number 10, what are the best lessons I've learned from my own experiences? And number 11, what would make my inner child happy? Answering these questions will allow you to gain so much self-awareness that you are going to know and understand yourself and your character and your values and morals in ways that you never knew before. Self-awareness is the ability to focus on yourself and to understand and know how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or do not align with your standards. So it's really, really, really important that we're not just making decisions, but we're making well thought out decisions that we can answer the question of why on. These are my standards. Why? These are my values, my morals, my needs, my motives. Why? I took this action. I acted this way or I behaved this way. Why? So understanding the why of who we truly are gets us on another level of self-discovery to our most authentic being. So I hope that you girls got all of those questions written down and get to work on them ASAP, because that is all we have for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Remember, next week is episode 100, so super excited. See you next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalario.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalario.com.